will come and do this extraordinary cowherd stealing activity. There was once the wife of Upananda, the brother of Nanda Maharaj, who one day came to Mother Yashoda. It's very nice how she expressed herself. She said, "Yashoda, what is yours, no, what is mine, is also yours. So in this way, I should not complain. But in another way, I must complain. I don't mind that butter is taken from our house and enjoyed by your family, but I think it is improper to educate your child so that he becomes a thief. This is the point I'm objecting to, not for the loss of butter." Yashoda says, "My dear Prabhupada, this is a very harsh statement that Gopal is a thief. Well, if you catch him red-handed and bring him here with his hands dripping from butter and yogurt, then only I will believe you." So of course Prabhupati catches Krishna. All the cowherd boys run away as they see Prabhupati approaching. They run over the walls, and only Krishna is totally frightened because Prabhupati is so extremely intense, and he gets caught. Prabhupati brings him to Mother Yashoda. Now as they enter the court of Yashoda, of Mother Yashoda, they see Nanda Maharaj on the door. Nanda Maharaj looks extremely authoritative. His beard looks like silver spotted with black mustard seeds. He is dressed in green, and he is the undisputed authority over Braj. So Prabhupati thinks, if Nanda Maharaj gets to see Krishna now, who is caught red-handed as a thief, he might be very happy to Krishna. I don't want this. So she covers little Krishna with the edge of her sari. Nanda Maharaj greets and says, "Prabhupati, best of cowherd ladies, what brings you here?" "I'm looking at the beauty of the pillars in your house. This brings me here." She doesn't wish to say it. Nanda Maharaj says, "Continue to look. These are 84 pillars. Who are the best of pillars?" "Because they see the childhood pastimes of my Gopal." "And see, some of the pillars, his pastimes are described. So he passes by, and then Prabhupati brings Krishna, who is still covered with the edge of her sari, to Yashoda and says, "Are Yashoda, I have caught the thief." Now, then Prabhupati lifts up the edge of her sari to unveil Krishna. But Mother Yashoda laughs about her and says, "Prabhupati, this is not my Gopal. It is your own son. Just look more closely. Due to your old age, your vision fails you." Prabhupati looks at the boy, who indeed is not Gopal, but her own son. And she blushes, while Rohini and Yashoda and some joyful gopis break out in spontaneous song, "Today a great injustice has been done in Braj." Gopal, the most honest of all beings, has been suspected to be a thief, a great all coward boys and men come together. A great injustice has been done in Raj today. This is a song which they sing. Parvati is totally shattered. She's all red at it. She tumbles home with the little boy in Shleptau. Now on the way, Krishna again transforms himself into Krishna and says, Parvati, I'm not speaking a lie. If you ever again bring me to Mother Yashoda after you have seen me tasting the yogurt and butter to test its quality, then I will not transform into your little boy. I will next time transform into your husband, and then you will see what songs the Brijbasis will sing at that time. I am not telling a lie. So in this way, Krishna is, of course, finally he gets caught by Mother Yashoda, as we know. And we know from Srila Prabhupada that the exact day when the thief gets caught, this is important for Nashinya Priya, who's in the Ermittlungsbehörde, the exact day on which Krishna gets caught. Nashinya, please take this, Nashinya Priya, please take this very seriously to your heart and not forget it. Is on Deepavali. Prabhupada says, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, quoting from the Vaishnava Toshani of Srila Sanatana Goswami, is this enough proof for you? Says that the incident of Krishna breaking the pot of yogurt and being bound by Mother Yashoda took place exactly on the Deepavali day, or Deepamalika. Even today in India, this festival is generally celebrated very gorgeously in the months of Kartik by fireworks and lights, especially in Bombay. It is to be understood that among all the cows of Nanda Maharaj, several of Mother Yashoda's cows ate only grasses so flavorful that the grasses would automatically flavor the milk. Since Mother Yashoda thought that the child Krishna was going to the houses of neighborhood gopas and gopis to steal butter, because he did not like the milk and yogurt ordinarily prepared in her home, she wanted to collect the milk from these special cows, make it into yogurt, and personally churn it into butter. So Krishna took that particular milk. Milk products, and he broke the pot with a stone, who was the best of stones, and ate that yogurt and butter and distributed it to the celebrated monkeys of the valley. Now, this pastime of Krishna coming and stealing really the loving offerings of his devotees, of stealing the hearts, has been praised in a song which I would like to present to you, at least some of my favorite verses of this song. I would like to read this to you if you are interested to hear this. Mm-hmm. It is called The Supreme Thief. The Sanskrit composition is called Sri Chauragraganya Purushashtakam, 8 verses which celebrate the best of thieves. There is one work in Sanskrit literature which is called The Wisdom of a Thief, but that's a mundane poetry. Here is the original composition, which is the transcendental thing. You will see this is a very important composition, because that which is ordinarily considered to be immoral, when in harmony with the absolute truth, becomes lifted out of the duality and is also praiseworthy. Thieving. I offer my obeisances to that supreme thief, Lord Hari, who is the best of all thieves. He steals the butter from the houses of the damsels of Brajabhumi. He steals all the garments of the damsels of Brajabhumi. He's famous for his acts of stealing. But we know Thakur says that ordinarily it would be highly immoral for a boy to steal the dresses of the girls while they are bathing and then seeing the young girls. But what this means is that there is absolutely no secret between the devotee and God. And between devotees there is no secret. And this is how he interprets this. Now, listen what else he steals. Butter, garments. Now, listen. This will now come to our level. He steals all the sinful reactions of his devotees. Such a great thief. I offer my obeisances to that supreme thief. Do you want to know what else he steals? He steals the heart of Radharani. He steals the blackish hue of the dark cloud. He steals everything. For those who take shelter at his lotus feet, he steals everything they have. He takes all of their possessions, their material essence, money and men. He even steals their mind. I offer my obeisances to that supreme thief, O supreme thief. Then it goes on like this. It says, how great the thief is. The author says, normally a thief is limited to his personal presence, but Krishna is such an unlimited thief that just his name alone, only the name, it is enough to steal the sinful reactions of the devotees. Imagine you hear a thief, Al Capone, he's a thief in history, yeah? And imagine that at the moment when you mention Al Capone's name, your money goes out of the treasures. Then we would know he is really a big thief. I mean, if only the mention of the name is enough to steal my money, then we would really think we'd be aware of this. Now, Krishna is in that category. Only his name is enough to steal our sinful reaction. How wonderful, isn't it?
We should preach this to the mafia and the Italian.
Yeah.
They will be very impressed.
They're extremely. Yeah. They will become Krishna Bhaktas. But now the author takes a turn. You may cut off the robe of Yamaraj, Krishna. You may cut off this material bondage, all right, but there's one robe which you cannot cut. The bondage of love. Now you are in bondage. I have bound you up. O great thief, Lord Hari, I am putting you in the very dark prison house of my heart. This is the right prison for you. I am putting you here forever. This is the proper punishment for your act of stealing. Stay forever in this prison house of my heart. I'll never release you. Then the last verse is very nice. Please repeat. Now I have bound you with the rope of love.
Now I have bound you with the rope of love.
And put you in the prison house of my heart. Stay there.
Stay there.
You cannot get yourself free from this very tight bondage.
You cannot get yourself free from this very tight bondage.
Oh Krishna, you have stolen everything from me.
You have stolen everything from me.
My material assets.
My name. My fame. My beauty. My reputation.
My family members.
My heart and mind.
This is the proper punishment for you. You must please remain in this prison house of my heart.
You must please remain in this prison house of my heart.
Bound very tightly with the rope of love. I won't release you.
This is the suitable punishment for such a great thief as you.
Yes. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.